Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's podcast for the week of November 3rd. I'm Megan Whalen.
And I'm Jeff Green. We're glad to have you with us again. Studio 1024 got off to a great start last week. We've had a busy 7 days, so let's get straight to the news.
Hundreds of people with a connection to Memorial and this province will gather in Ottawa on Monday night for a unique event aimed at promoting the university. They'll be building a connection to Memorial and this province, as well as raising money for worthwhile scholarships. The 6th annual Ottawa Affinity Newfoundland and Labrador Dinner is set to take place at the Chateau Laurier Hotel. Canada's Chief of Defense Staff, General Rick Hillier, a graduate of Memorial University, will be delivering the keynote speech entitled "The Canadian Forces, Our Past, Our Pride, Our Future." The event is developed in association with the Alumni Association of Memorial University. Dr. Penny Blackwood, Director of Memorial's Office of Alumni Affairs and Development, says the dinner plays a significant role in promoting this province and university.
The big networking event has a lot of value, and that's why you get such a broad range of people who are interested in going, from recent graduates and even students. We have students who go to senators and members of parliament and, you know, business people. This event has become such a high-profile one.
In addition to Monday's dinner in Ottawa, another Affinity Newfoundland and Labrador dinner will take place in Toronto on November the 15th. At that event, Lieutenant Governor Edward Roberts, a former chair of Memorial's Board of Regents and an honorary degree recipient of the university, will be the keynote speaker. He'll deliver a talk entitled "Beaumont Hamel, the 90th Anniversary." To read more about both events, visit today.mun.ca.
First-year business student Lauren Tobin will be in Vietnam next week to meet with world leaders at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. This event brings together heads of state, world leaders, and CEOs to discuss issues relevant to the Asia-Pacific region. Ms. Tobin is one of only 5 students from across Canada chosen to participate and the only young representative from Newfoundland. While in Vietnam, she will be representing local businesses and showcasing Newfoundland and Labrador as a potential market for Asia-Pacific enterprises. Ms. Tobin's participation in the summit is organized through Junior Team Canada, a group dedicated to increasing interest in international relations among Canadian youth.
Memorial University's Corner Brook campus officially launched its Bachelor of Arts in Tourism Studies this week. A formal event to mark the occasion was held at Marble Mountain Resort on Monday. During the kickoff, Dr. John Ashton, principal of Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College, noted that this program will position its graduates as leaders as the province's tourism industry unfolds. Classes for the new program began in September with roughly 30 students enrolled. The Bachelor of Arts in Tourism Studies provides students with the opportunity to learn the principles of tourism management, to understand the issues surrounding tourism locally, nationally, and globally, and to gain hands-on experience by interacting with professionals in the field. An advanced diploma in tourism studies is also being offered for those who have already begun careers in the tourism industry or have completed other training.
Memorial honored its top graduates during the annual Tribute Awards last week. Sponsored by the Alumni Association, the Tribute Awards recognize university graduates for a range of excellence. Among this year's winners were Frank Fagan, Chief Operating Officer of Bell Alliant, who received the Lifetime Achievement Award. The Canadian Forces Senior Medical Authority in Germany was also singled out with a top award. Major Nick Withers was given the Horizon Award for achievement under age 35. Dr. Georgina Hedges received the J.D. Eaton Award for outstanding volunteer service to Memorial University. And National Literacy Advocate Bessie Merrigan was honored with the Outstanding Community Service Award. The Brad Guzzo Curling Team was presented with the first ever Luminous Award, created especially for the 25th anniversary celebration. Mike Adams said he was honored to receive the award in the company of other award winners and to be singled out among the thousands of Memorial alumni.
Well, among graduates, they're everywhere. They're the class of their field. And for us to be recognized from that distinguished community, it's a huge honor for us. And we're thrilled to be here to accept this honor.
The awards were presented at a gala ceremony at Arguzzo Hall.
A folklore student from Norway is spending time this fall on Memorial St. John's campus trying to shed some light on an all-too-familiar subject, teens and alcohol. Hege Westgaard is a PhD student from the University of Bergen. She's here thanks to a unique exchange agreement with that university and Memorial. She has put a new spin on her research, though. Instead of being interested in why teens drink, she has focused her research on why teens are saying no to booze, especially in places like Norway, where 95% of youth experiment with alcohol by their late teens. Ms. Westergaard says she wants to know how these kids feel about going against the trend.
And I'm trying to explore how they feel about that and how they experience themselves and how they themselves understand this this differentness or the way that they differ from other kids.
Students with an interest in traveling or working abroad can get all the information they need on Tuesday when Career Development will host a Study Work Abroad exhibition. The day-long exhibit will include lectures from Jean-Marc Hashy, best-selling author of The Big Guide to Living and Working Overseas. He will offer advice on working, learning, volunteering, interning, teaching, and traveling abroad. He will present two talks, one at noon and one at 6:30 on Tuesday. The Study Work Abroad exhibition takes place from 10:30 till 3 on the third floor of the University Center. It is sponsored by Career Development and Experiential Learning and the Faculty of Arts. For more information, see today.mun.ca.
Well, everyone knows a loaf of bread can cost anywhere between $1 and $2, sometimes more, sometimes less. But what is the true cost of producing a loaf of bread? Dr. Murray Rudd is Grenfell College's Canada Research Chair in Ecological Economics. He set out to evaluate that for a contest run by Sustainable Ventures, a nonprofit organization. Dr. Rudd's winning entry, Our Daily Bread, What Does It Really Cost?, was selected from papers from all over the world and was awarded a prize of $10,000 U.S. The contest aimed to provide a framework based on the environmental, social, and financial costs associated with producing a loaf of bread. Dr. Rudd's approach will be applied to other foods in the future.
There are lots of interesting things happening in the week ahead. At 8 o'clock on Monday, November 6, Memorial's Chamber Orchestra opens its season in the Music at Memorial series. On November 10, there will be a ceremony to commemorate Remembrance Day at 11 o'clock in the Reed Theater. In addition to the traditional ceremony, this year's event will include highlights from the video documentary filmed in France during the ceremonies marking the 90th anniversary of the Battle of the Somme.
And as part of the Women's Studies Speaker Series, the film A Second Wind will be shown on November the 10th at 4 p.m. The screening will be followed by a panel discussion about the issues and concerns related to occupational asthma, as well as a discussion about the use of drama as a tool for scientific research. The film will be shown in room 1046 in the Arts and Administration Building.
And finally, on November 8th, the Harris Center will be holding a regional workshop at Bird Island Resort in St. Bride's. This is an opportunity to discuss research, teaching, and outreach in that region.
For more information about these or any upcoming memorial event, visit today.mun.ca.
That's going to do it for another edition of Studio 1024. Thanks to the great folks at CHMR for the use of their studio.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building. Ivan Mazechka is our co-producer. Dave Sorensen is our executive producer. If you would like to make a comment on anything you hear in our program, be sure to get in touch with us. Our email address is marcom@mun.ca. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in 7 days.